This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems. We hope you enjoy today's offering for Poem a Day, unarchived from the public domain, and presented by the Academy of American Poets.
At Memphis Station by Johannes V. Jensen, translated by S. Foster Damon. Half awake and half dozing, in an inward sea wind of Danaid dreams, I stand and gnash my teeth at Memphis Station, Tennessee. It is raining. The night is so barren, extinguished, and the rain scourges the earth with a dark, idiotic energy. Everything is soggy and impassable. Why are we held up, hour upon hour? Why should my destiny be stopped here? Have I fled rain and soul corrosion in Denmark, India, and Japan to be rain-bound, to rot, in Memphis, Tennessee, USA? And now it dawns. Drearily light oozes down over this damp jail. The day uncovers mercilessly the frigid rails and all the black mud, the waiting room with the slot machine, orange peels, cigar and match stumps. The day grins through with spewing roof gutters and the infinite palings of rain, rain, say I, from heaven and to earth. How deaf the world is, and immovable, how banal the Creator. And why do I go on paying dues at this plebeian sanatorium of an existence? Stillness. See how the engine, the enormous machine, stands calmly and seethes? Shrouding itself in smoke, it is patient. Light your pipe on a fasting heart, damn God, and swallow your sorrow. Yet go and stay in Memphis. Your life, after all, is nothing but a sickening drift of rain, and your fate was always to be belated in some miserable waiting room or other. Stay in Memphis, Tennessee. For within one of these bill-shouting houses, happiness awaits you. Happiness, if you can only gulp down your impatience. And here there is sleeping a buxom young girl with one ear lost in her hair. She will come to encounter you some fine day on the street, like a wave of fragrance, looking as though she knew you. Is it not spring? Does the rain not fall richly? Is there not the sound of an amorous murmur, a long, subdued conversation of love, mouth to mouth, between the rain and the earth? The day began so sadly, but now see the rainfall brighten. Do you not allow the day its right of battle? So now it is light, and there is a smell of mold from between the rusted underpinnings of the platform, mingled with the rain dust's rank breath, a suggestion of spring. Is that no consolation? And now see how the Mississippi, in its bed of flooded forest, wakes against the day. See how the Titanic River revels in its twisting, how royally it dashes through its bends and swings the rafts of trees and torn planks in its whirls. See how it twirls a huge stern wheeler in its deluge arms, like a dancer, master of the floor. See the sunken headland. Oh, what immense primeval peace over the landscape of drowned forests. Do you not see how the current's dawn waters clothe themselves mile broad in the day's cheap light and wander healthily under the teeming clouds? Pull yourself together, irreconcilable man. Will you never forget that you have been promised eternity? Will you grudge the earth its due your poor gratitude? What would you do with your heart of love? Pull yourself together and stay in Memphis. Announce yourself in the market as a citizen. Go in and insure yourself among the others. Pay your premium of vulgarity so that they can know they are safe as regards you and you will not be fired out of the club. Court the damsel with roses and gold rings and begin your sawmill like other people. Yank on your rubbers regularly. Look about you, smoke your sapient pipe in Sphinx-deserted Memphis. Ah, there comes that miserable freight train which has kept us waiting 6 hours. It rolls in slowly, with smashed sides. It pipes weakly. The cars limp on 3 wheels, and the broken roof drips with clay and slime. But in the tender, among the coals, lie 4 still forms, covered with bloody coats. Then our huge express locomotive snorts, advances a little, stops, sighing deeply, and stands crouched for the leap. The track is clear. And we travel onward, through the flooded forest, under the rain's gaping sluices. About this poem. At Memphis Station first appeared as Puh Memphis Station in the March 1904 issue of the Danish literary magazine Tilskuan, and again in Johan V. Jensen's Digte. Later, it was translated into English by S. Foster Damon and published in A Book of Danish Verse. As Sven Haken Rossel recounts in Johannes V. Jensen, the poem was inspired by an overnight stay in Brinkley, Arkansas, which was made necessary by a delayed train meant to take Jensen from Little Rock to Memphis. As Rossel writes, his mental state during this enforced wait was shortly after analyzed, with a deliberate change of city name, in the major poem, Puh Memphis Station. Daniel Killam Dodge, in his review of A Book of Danish Verse, published in Scandinavian Studies and Notes, Volume 7, Number 9, compares Damon's English version to an original poem by Carl Sandburg or Vachel Lindsay, and further remarks that, among the many translations included in A Book of Danish Verse, Jensen furnishes the only example of free verse, which does not seem to be so popular in Denmark as in Germany. Indeed, Jensen's later work would increasingly exhibit the regular or classical meters of poets such as Johann Wolfgang von Goethe and Adam Oehlenschläger over the eruptive free verse of his first collection, according to Rossel. Concerning the themes of At Memphis Station, Rossel writes that though it describes the dread of the possibility that destiny has come to a standstill, and that it takes as its setting the borderland between dream and reality as the point of departure for the succeeding spiritual conflict between resignation and engagement, the poem concludes with the speaker's epiphany that the realization of death frees his hunger for life. He must free himself through his longing.
Poem A Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new poems by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem A Day and, if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.